stage dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations. All these are to be found in every issue of the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, Victory Has Wings, is an original radio drama based upon a news story of the heroic escape of two Belgian aviators. Our story opens in a small room of a medieval castle in Germany near the Dutch frontier. The castle is being used as a prison camp for Dutch and Belgian officers. High up in the west tower of the castle, Lieutenants Victor Pollet and Joseph Gerdelot of the Royal Belgian Air Force conversed in low tones, always keeping their ears open for the approach of the German guard.
Here they come, huh? Is there any trace of anything to show we have no work?
Wait, I will look. No, that it is perfect. You are sure the stones are loose enough?
I could lift them up right now.
No. I am satisfied if you are. Now, quickly, let us go over the plan once more.
Yes.
The moment the last inspection is over, I knot the ropes together while you take out the stones around the window and loosen the bar.
Yes.
Huh? Here comes the guard.
Guten Abend, mein Herr.
Bonsoir,
Monsieur le Capitaine. Die Zeit ist in Ordnung und aus hier. Well, was is it? Good.
You are mein Kapitän.
Very good.
I will begin getting the ropes tied together, Joseph, but don't start pulling out the stones. Give the boss a chance to get over a new swing, eh?
That was the only thing that worries me now, because...
What?
That is a plan of yours.
Oh, there is nothing to worry about there. This letter I received from my sister only yesterday tells me plainly the plane is still in the barn where I left it. It's buried under the big hay crown.
I do not understand why they did not discover.
They were in such a hurry to round up and take away all the livestock, they didn't bother, don't you see? Listen again. I'll read what Jen says in your letter. It is going to be very hard without the cows, sheep, horses, and chickens. The farm seems empty without them, you see. But the birds still sing, the larks and thrush, and that same little wren still nestles in the barn.
What she means, the plan?
Of course he does. That is the nickname I gave it, the wren. All right, work on the stones, my brother.
Yeah.
I'll have the rope ready in a moment or two.
Yeah.
Quiet.
There's the first one.
Huh?
There's the other. Now for the bark. Dude, it's a cursed bush of good work, man.
Huh? Yeah, right. The ropes are already now. I will give you a hand to loosen those barrels. Quiet, please.
Voila. There we are, Peter. Yeah. All right. Quickly now.
You bet. All right, I'll swing this end around. Push your end into the corner there.
Yep. Yeah.
Quiet, please.
There now. Tie off the end of the rope, Peter.
All right, Joseph. Look out and see if everything is clear.
Have it wet. Here I go, Victor. Wait for you below.
Yes. All right, Joseph. Here I am. Begin to work your way along the wall. Keep him close.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
She's got to be with
us.
All right. Now to run for the wall. Ready?
Yes. Come along.
Achtung! That's the Dutton police! Come here! Here! This is it! They are stealing! Here! Over here! Over here! Max Ben!
Victor! Victor!
There they go!
You're all right, Victor.
I'm all right. The guard must have seen us as we went over the wall. Come down! Down to the river! Quickly!
Guard is with us, Victor.
Yes,
kick off your shoes.
Dive in. I'm ready. Don't swim too far out. Try to meet me at the barge dock.
What is it, Jack? Larry said you wanted me at once.
I really know that John. He has escaped from the Bosch prison camp. He is in the barn with a friend.
You mean Monsieur Victor Pierre?
Oui, mademoiselle. Early this morning, I go to the barn to see if our two remaining chickens will oblige us with an egg or two.
Yes.
When suddenly, I hear a strange noise. I look up and, voila, there is Monsieur Victor riding in the hay.
Then you came right to me? No one else?
Oh, no, mademoiselle. Monsieur Victor tells me I must tell only you. If the boat sets up, we should be covering now.
That is right, Pia. We must be very, very careful. The boche has soldiers all around the village.
Oh, mais oui, mademoiselle. So Victor has asked me to tell you to send your medical food. Mm. I will take it to them now. So if anyone is watching, they will not suspect me, for I work around the barn and in the fields all day. But you, mademoiselle, you must wait until tonight when it is dark. Then you may come.
Very well, Pia. I'll make something to eat for them. Tell them I will come tonight.
And so, mon ami, Joseph and I escaped the hail of rifle and machine gun bullets, fortunately. We swam in circles under the water, only coming up for air when it was absolutely necessary.
Yes, yes.
Finally, we made our way to the Dutch border.
There is one. There, loyal Dutch barge operators he does and carried us to the Belgian border. Once again, the brave underground operators made it possible for us to reach our escape.
And now you are going to try to escape to England in the old plane we have hidden here?
May we? This is our plan. We intend to work at night, tearing down and rebuilding the engine in this tiny little plane.
Yes.
Then we will paint our Belgian circle on the wing. We will work at night and hide by day. Pierre and the loyal people of the village will keep watch and warn us when danger approaches.
You see, the engine has been buried under the air, and it is rusted and coated with dust. First, every part must be thoroughly cleaned and oiled, and then carefully reassembled.
It's only one problem. Very difficult, of course, but mere child's play compared with what is to follow.
Well, putting the plane together is only the beginning. Once the plane is made ready for flight, we must have sufficient gas and oil to carry us to England.
But even if we do find everything you need to put the plane in perfect condition, how will it be possible for you to carry sufficient gasoline in so small a plane to make the journey to England?
Oui, monsieur. And where will you get the oil and the fuel?
You know every drop of oil and gasoline is strictly rationed through the Boche economic controls. The Germans, they will not even give us enough to run our tractors, to grow food for them, to steal from us.
Monsieur is right, Victor. Your plan is heroic, but impossible.
Remember, no, wait. Listen. Is Professor Dodian still chemistry teacher at the college?
Yes, but he's an old man. What can he do?
Take all the equipment in his laboratory and use it to refine the gasoline and oil for our use.
Oh, he will gladly do it. He's a patriot. But where will he get the gasoline?
Oui, monsieur. And if you do get it, where will you put it in so small a plane as this is?
The tanks in the plane hold 30-gallon capacity.
It will take at least 30 gallons to each engine.
Yes, yes, but we have the old gasoline tank out of the tractor. It will hold 20 gallons more.
Indeed.
We can install it in our plane. That will make 50 gallons.
Oh, our automobile. The old Mercedes in the garage. It has a tank.
Certainly. Another 20 gallons. That will make 70. We can get two or three old teams, 5 gallons each, to make up the rest.
Well, Monsieur Victor, perhaps we can get Professor Delien to refine the gasoline and can get the necessary tanks to put it in when we have it refined. But tell me, where, monsieur, where do we get the gasoline in the first place?
The German soldiers, of course, the boss, they have gasoline.
Mais oui, but how do we get it from them?
Steal it.
Steal it?
At night we find out where their cars, their motorcycles, their trucks are kept.
Yes.
We will siphon it from their tanks into cans and store it away until we have enough.
Mm-hmm. It will be risky, yes, but better to die fighting for freedom than to live in slavery under the boss. Vive la
Belge!
Get the wire ready, Joseph. That boss motorcycle messenger has just filled up at the supply station. He will be coming along any moment.
I've got my insertion to the tree trunk. Lift up your end, stretch it tightly across the road, then tie it securely.
Yeah.
All right. You watch for his headlights.
Yeah?
Little more there. There, Joseph. Is that high enough?
Très bien, Victor. Here comes the victim.
How is he, Joseph?
Too bad, huh? I'm not regrettable that we have to do this thing, but they like the air. We must have a fuel, Nick, huh?
Dead, Joseph?
Heavy. Broken neck. I don't. Not let us pull down the wire while I try to put that under the tree.
10 gallons again, Joseph. That makes 50 gallons we have gathered in. 20 more, we can take off. I'll empty the gas tank.
All right. This road is pretty well traveled with both traffic. We cannot afford to be caught.
Keep your eyes and ears open. Hear it. Keep your wits about you. There's been someone stealing gasoline lately. Head Commandant Carver siphoned dry last night, and there was a 10-gallon tin missing from the running board.
You hear that? The boats are beginning to miss their precious fuel.
Yeah, and with a little good fortune, they are going to lose some more tonight.
But that tin thing's a pretty big salary. But that makes him a better target. He's not wearing a steel helmet, is he?
No. A soft service cap. Good.
One heavy blow from this piece of lead pipe and he will be asleep. What is he doing now?
He's walking his feet up and down in front of the garage. Come on, Victor. We can sneak along the side of the garage wall and wait. And he reaches the corner and turn his back to resume his beat. Strike him from behind. Okay, I'm ready. I got him all right. Now, quickly, inside the garage for those cans of gasoline. He may have aroused someone.
Here is the door. Hurry. There is a key. Yes. That's a bell. Voila, Monsieur Victor. There you have the last of your emergency tank. I'm sorry to have taken so long, but the German gasoline is of such poor quality, it took 3 and 4 distillations to bring up its high octane rating.
Monsieur Victor, we have cleared the plane of the A. It is all ready to relax.
Good, good. Mademoiselle Jean and I have been over the field, Victor. There's no one near. We just take out the plane.
Are you all ready, Victor?
Yes, yes.
I placed the wine and some food in the plane for you.
Merci, Jean. Very well, Judges. Yes, Professor. Let us wheel the plane out. Yes. Carefully. This way. Careful now. Look out there for the wind. Headed this way, ready for the takeoff. Now, quickly, Jen. You, the Professor, and Pierre, be off. Back to your home.
Please.
When this motor starts, it might bring all the bus running, and you must not be discovered. Well, au revoir, Jen, darling. I'll see you when the war is over.
Au revoir, Victor. God be with you.
Au revoir, monsieur.
All right, Joseph. It's now or never. We can't take a chance of warming up the motor. It would bring every bush in the village down on us.
We spin this old propeller on up to the base.
Ready?
Contact.
Contact. All right, mon ami. I'm in. Take off.
Yes.
We're moving. Here's hoping Jimmy Wayne will be able to lift this little load. Oh, mon Dieu. We're off the ground.
I just the love of heaven, Victor. Please, don't think.
It's awfully close, mon ami.
Hey, you're here. You hear that, mon ami? The boss has tied it off.
He didn't see you at the first place.
I will wheel it. Step over the upper aircraft, Victor. It's my nice stop time now.
The most beautiful sight in the world. The white chalk cliffs of Dover.
Look on,
dear. Oh, mon Dieu.
There is barely enough gasoline to last them.
The officers of an English fighter station were more than amazed when a few minutes later, down through the clouds, dropped this little banana crate, as they affectionately called it. The little plane was nicked and scarred with machine gun bullets and shrapnel and was perilously close to being wrecked. But the two Belgian flyers had landed safely and are now serving with the British Air Force in the fight for freedom. You have just heard an original front-page drama entitled Victory Has Wings, based upon a recent news story of the current exploits of two Belgian aviators. While the story does not appear in the American Weekly, it is typical of the very fine news stories, scientific articles, and feature fiction to be found in every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.